Exclusive: businessman Nate Morris considers run for Senate or governor. Kentucky must oust career politicians and renos. By Bradley J. on February 3, 2025. Kentucky businessman Nate Morris believes his state's citizens deserve elected officials who fight for the America First agenda. And he is considering a run for governor or the Senate to give it to them, he told Breitbart News Saturday host Matt Boyle. Morris, chairman and CEO of Morris Industries, says Kentucky must oust the career politicians and the renos as well as its Democrat leftist Governor Andy Beshear, and that he is considering taking them on himself. Certainly I see everything that's going on in Washington today and around our country. And I'm incredibly inspired by everything I've seen with President Trump and his incredible election that we just got through, Morris told Boyle. And I feel like as someone who's not a career politician, someone who's not part of the swamp, I feel compelled that at some point I've got to do something and get involved and really have an impact on the America First agenda. Morris shares similar roots and background with Vice President J.D. Vance, whom he called a great friend of mine for many years, and described their commonalities to Boyle, coming from the working class, having roots in Appalachia, and also taking on the elites in Silicon Valley and New York and other places through our businesses, he said. A ninth-generation Kentuckian, Morris holds deep roots in Appalachia. 19 of my family members worked in an auto plant in Kentucky. So I know the challenges of working-class America, he said. I was fortunate enough to get a great education and be able to build a company beginning with $10,000 on a credit card. Morris described his emergence from humble beginnings to attain great success, which mirrors Vance's own ascendance. I was absolutely flat broke when I got started, but took on one of the toughest industries in America, the Tony Soprano industry, which is the waste management space, and applied technology to it, and took that company public at $2 billion on the New York Stock Exchange. So I've been fighting against big companies, like in the waste business, but also fighting the regulation that would try to bear down on us as an entrepreneur. And you know, I'm really proud of that kinship that JD and I have, in that connection that we share, and that's what allowed us to bond so quickly. And obviously I've been very inspired by his success and what he is doing to help President Trump in the America First agenda. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul is a top Trump ally on Capitol Hill, but former leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, who remained in the Senate after losing his grip on the Republican conference, is a key Trump antagonist. McConnell voted against confirming Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, with Vance casting the tiebreaker to secure his confirmation. Morris is clearly closer to the Paul mold. I'm so proud of the work that Senator Paul is doing on behalf of Kentucky, Morris said. He never forgets the people. He never forgets the Constitution. And I was very proud that I was one of the first people on his presidential campaign when he ran about a decade ago to support him here in Kentucky. Without mentioning McConnell by name, Morris said the Republican Party faces a real challenge with establishment Republicans who have fought Trump's populist America First agenda. It is time to recognize that this party is different. This party has changed, and those old remnants and the dead wood. They've got to go, they've got to get out, and we've got to bring in a new generation of leadership that appreciates where this country is heading and where this movement is heading to reform America and to bring America back to the golden age that President Trump talks about, he said. Morris also lamented that Governor Beshear hurt Kentucky's standing nationally by opposing Trump's agenda. Kentucky is in the crosshairs of all these other issues nationally, where we should be promoting America First and getting in line with President Trump and his agenda, he said. He believes that in Kentucky and across the nation, Republicans must fight for candidates that align with the movement. We have the wind at our back right now, but we can't take anything for granted. And that means we've got to get people elected that are not going to turn their back on this movement and this agenda. That means holding folks accountable and understanding exactly where they are and what they're going to do to help the president. Morris ridiculed Democrats as the party prepared to hold the DNC elections, which later Saturday saw gun control activist David Hogg elected vice chair and a female pastor lead a prayer to the universe. He said the Republican Party is the party of common sense, as the president's told us, and that doesn't sound like common sense to me. And I think the average American who's working hard, our hard hats, the folks that are working in factories, folks here in Kentucky, they're in the coal mines. They know that's nonsense, and I think that gives us even a more opportunity to expand our party and to expand the folks that we're bringing into the America First agenda. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Bradley J. is deputy political editor for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter and Instagram at Bradley J.